No, you're good. Because together, they're stronger. Individually, you're stronger. I remember every single moment now. Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Tergeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, taking care of our older adults and disabled adults is of the utmost importance. Now, the great news is that United Home Care does this in a stellar fashion. Guess what? Right in the comfort of their own homes. Joining us tonight is Mr. Carlos Martinez, President and CEO of United Home Care, and also Jose Fuentes, Chairman of the Board of United Home Care. Both of them are amazing individuals, have proven their dedication and their commitment to providing amazing services to our older adults and disabled adults. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Tergeman. I'm so happy that you have taken time of your very busy calendar to be right here with us. God bless you both. How are you?
Rachel. Hi, how are you? Good meeting you on the internet, right?
I love it, right? Thanks to the pandemic. At least something positive came out that we were able to connect.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jose, for being here with us. Thank you, Carlos, for being here with us as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
So tonight, to all our viewers, I wanted to get to know both of these dynamic individuals. I also want you to learn everything about United Home Care, all their services, why they're so fantastic, why are they the best in the nation? If you don't live in Florida, my friends, I suggest that you should move if you are up on the age scale, because home care, United Home Care will take care of you in a golden carpet. So I also want to talk about, and all of you will know, about the amazing gala, Senator Claude Pepper's Awards Dinner Gala. So we're going to be talking about these three things. How's that, gentlemen?
That's good. Sounds good. Great.
Okay. So, Carlos, I would like to begin with you. Let our viewers know where you were born, and also what are some of the teachable moments that you have had when you were growing up that have really molded your persona. Talk to us.
Well, Rachel, I was born in Havana, Cuba, and I came to this beautiful country at the age of three. I was raised in Miami, went to school in Miami and formed myself professionally. In Miami, I come from very humble beginnings. My parents were very, down-to-earth, middle-class people. I went to a public schools, graduated from Miami Jackson Senior High in 1982. And, it was very interesting because it was in the 1980s. There was a lot of racial tensions in Miami.
Yes.
We had the McDuffie riots. But this city came out stronger and better as a result of that period of time. We're a great city now. I really invite your audience, especially from New York City. Hey, this is the Mecca. Come on down.
Exactly.
But coming from the humble beginnings and being raised in Miami really opened my eyes, to the world of, empathy and taking care of others and getting involved in our community. Jose, I believe, has very similar, beginnings.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Rachel, thank you for having us on. I think that Carlos and I do share a lot of similar experiences, growing up with a family where my dad was what I consider a refugee who exiled in the United States for a better place for his family. And my mom is of Japanese descent and was in camps during the 1940s. Different experiences, but definitely experiences that helped develop what I wanted to do as an adult. And growing up, United Home Care is very close to my heart. It's an agency that provides a key and essential service to not only our elderly community, because I think we lose perspective. And when we say it's helping our elderly, it's helping us, you and I, because we're the ones that have to work from 9 to 5 or longer hours. And the stress of having someone or our responsibility to care for our parents is kind of taken away. That burden is really softly taken away with the services that United Home Care provides, watching over our parents who are so important to our lives and important of the fabric of this country and the fabric of diversity.
I love what you guys are saying. I mean, first, Carlos, you said you went to Jackson and you grew up at the McDuffie riots and all that community relations background that you saw when you were a kid, and you now, as you mentioned earlier, Jose, that your mother's from Asian descent. Is that what you said?
She's Japanese American, yes.
That's amazing. So yeah, we have like the United Nations right here. I don't know if our viewers know, but I was born in Panama.
He comes from Chicago.
Yes.
So you know, we're a city of a true melting pot, a smaller New York City, but very diverse in our nature.
Absolutely. And you were talking about the Motufik riots, Carlos. You know, we have come a long way. You know, Miami's beautiful. We have very good, intergroup relations, and to see how Miami is so vibrant. And now knowing that for more than 26 years, Carlos, you know, you are being there since 2008, leading the efforts of United Home Care. Again, congratulations to both of you. I know you, Jose, has also been with the board. You were chairman twice. This is your second time?
Yes, I must have done something bad in my previous life. I'm just kidding. No, I've been chairman twice, and I've been very fortunate to serve as chairman of this organization. I've been fortunate to serve under the previous president of our organization, Jose Fox, who recently passed away and was truly a pillar in this community. And then to be followed by someone who's equal stature and professionalism, Carlos Martinez. I can't believe that an organization would be as fortunate to have groomed someone who is ready to fill in the shoes and continue the quality of work that this community needs for its seniors.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, we can't think of a better person than Carlos. I mean, obviously he has a degree from Harvard University with the Executive Leadership Program for Nonprofit and Management, Cornell University, you know, with Executive Leadership with nonprofits and also home health care programs. And he's also a CPA. So, Carlos, you are more than qualified. You are just making a huge difference. Getting back to you, Carlos, talk to us about the mission of United Home Care, number one. How did you get involved, number two? And number three, how does it feel to be over such an amazing organization for so many years? Tell us.
Let me see if I can remember the order.
Okay. It's okay. Do one by one. I'll remind you again.
Listen, number one, it's a beautiful mission. It's basically promoting independence and wellness for older adults. Like our tagline says, there's no better place than home. And in Spanish, that sounds even better because home in Spanish is hogar. It's more warm, more... That's our mission. We want to promote independence for older adults so they can stay in their homes and delay or prevent them going to the nursing home. We do that through an array of services that includes nutritional meals to home care, transportation, adult daycare, durable medical supplies, all of the services that they need to truly be independent and stay in their homes. So that's our mission, has been our mission for many years. It was established years ago when I was part of the management team. And then the legacy carries on. With respect to what we do and how I got involved. So I was raised here in Miami, Florida, and then when I became a CPA, I moved as an expatriate to Venezuela, so I lived in Venezuela for 4 years.
That must have been interesting.
Very interesting period of time in the early 90s. And then after that, I was 3 years in Brazil. So after getting tired of traveling around the world, I decided to come back to the States, and I met Jose Fox, who brought me in as the director of finance, CFO for the organization. That was like 15 years ago. And I've been blessed. You know, being in the not-for-profit world really has been so fulfilling for me professionally and in every other aspect.
Well, this has become your life, Carlos. I mean, what you do is your life because you breathe it, you eat it. I mean, that's all you think about, you know, because you have been responsible, Carlos, to create an amazing social service delivery system to help our older adults live happily in their homes. You know, so, I mean, that's remarkable. Let's let our viewers know exactly what United Home Care Services are. Let's go over some of them. I know you have social workers, you have case managers, you have nutritionists, you have physical therapists. Talk to us.
Absolutely. So we have all those. We have our core and bread and butter, and our heroes are the home health aides that go into the client's home and they help prepare the meals, help people bathe, do light housekeeping, house cleaning. They do the laundry. They do shopping assistance.
But you know, as I hear you speak, Carlos, you know, you just said house cleaning and chores. I mean, for an older adult, that's not that easy anymore. And to have an entity entitled United Home Care, where you are here in Dade County and also in Monroe County, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And to hear what you're saying, I want all of viewers to listen very carefully, my friends. If you have any parents, any grandparents that are older and, you know, they need help, whether they have a sickness, whether they have high blood pressure, diabetes, or just older, you know, what Carlos is saying is vital for your good.
So we also provide skilled nursing care and physical therapies. We also provide behavioral health, caregiving training and support. We have two groups. One group is more for geared for dementia and Alzheimer's support. The other group is general services. We also have telephonic reassurance. The program is called Avis Connect. Avis is a grandfather in Latin. And that program was developed by high schoolers from Belen Jesuit, and it has been expanded to other schools as well. So it's a truly intergenerational program to address senior isolation and loneliness. And that program has really taken off.
I love it. And you know what you're saying, and I want all our viewers to understand this. My friends, under the auspices of United Home Care, there's this program that Carlos is so eloquently talking about, which is called Avis Connect. And when we think about our older adults, you know, there's times where millennials have to be working and life is very expensive. And our older adults get very lonely. And thanks to this program, under the auspices of United Home Care, under the auspices of Carlos Martinez, and of course, the chairman of the board, Jose Fuentes, this is amazing. So Jose, I want to concentrate on you right now. I want to start off by saying congratulations. You're being featured this month in October in the Gables Living magazine. There you are. I want all our viewers to look at that. Let's give you a big round of applause. That was an excellent article, and I learned a lot about you in that article. So I want to tackle, I mean, there was a lot of information, but I want to tackle three areas that really impressed me. It is quite evident, Jose, that you love our multicultural communities. How did you get there? Because that's beautiful. Talk to us.
Well, I think it, like the story kind of touched on, my mother is Japanese and was born in the United States, third generation. My dad is a Cuban refugee who left, you know, Cuba to seek freedom. And, you know, it was kind of I always joke about it, it's kind of a mix of black beans and rice, right? Yeah. And the Japanese rice and the Cuban black beans. But it was really the education that was given to me and the lessons that were given to me by my grandparents on both sides of the aisle. They made sure on the Cuban side, it was never lose your Cuban heritage. Always be in touch with that. It's critical to who you are. And on the Japanese side, it was just emphasized almost on the daily. And so I knew, I was always afraid to not do things in Japanese and not do things as a Cuban. So it just reemphasized it on the daily, as I say. And that's why I do appreciate, you know, the gift that God's given me, which is a multicultural family.
Beautiful. I love it. And that's what it's all about. And you picked the right place to live. And, you know, and so did I, you know, living in Miami, you know, was so diversified. You know, our strength lies within our diversification. And I also, you know, that you were the chairperson. I don't know if our viewers know that, but you were the chairperson of the Asian American Advisory Board, also under the Community Relations Board as well. So, I mean, you have all this kind of experience. Talking about experience, I know that your specialty is government relations, locally and statewide and all over the place. And I want to commend you for that. But you have a very unique, a very commendable way of negotiating deals funding for Dade County, for the cities. You believe, you're a proponent of inclusive solutions. Can you expound on that and explain that to our viewers?
Yeah, you know, I'm very fortunate that my job allows me to try and help local governments seek funding for the people that live in them. And one of the things that we try to do is work with our elected officials to make sure that we can help them bring the bacon back to the community. And that's a great part of this job. You know, when you see that money you're bringing down is for the police department to have better equipment, or whether it's for better storm drainage systems during major storm events that didn't exist, or whether it's alleviating a problem like in the city of Sweetwater, where, you know, almost $500 million of infrastructure has been brought through various governors and various elected officials.
So that's truly outstanding. And also, I was very impressed with the fact that you are a champion marathon runner. I mean, you love to run. And what, you've done over 35 runs and about 60 half runs. I mean, how do you get all this energy? And one of the things I want to point out to all our viewers is that, you know, you have an interesting philosophy. You know, you start every day with so much energy. But when it comes to running, you always point out that there's a start and a finish. Go ahead and talk to us about that.
So, you know, my life is, you know, has become really ingrained in my exercise and in my running. My running is, it reminds me, you know, we always hear the phrase, you know, life isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. And quite frankly, that's kind of the way I look at just about everything in life. You have to take things and stride, because the journey is much longer than you anticipate, and you have to have energy to make that finish. So when I wake up in the morning, you know, everybody says I'm a morning person. I am not a morning person. I wake up in the morning because I know it's what's best for me is to do my exercise. So I'll put in my 6 miles and, you know, run the beautiful areas of Miami along here, Coconut Grove, and finish after the run. And though I was hesitant to start that run, the finish just, and the endorphins are activate, and you just feel real good about yourself, and you start the day really positive.
So for all the viewers out there that love exercising, here you have Jose Fuentes. He's our community leader. He's the chairman of United Home Care Board. And he's encouraging all of us, including myself, to go out there and exercise.
Absolutely.
What I want to talk about now, Jose, is the fact that United Home Care has been orchestrating for the last 26 years an amazing awards dinner. Our Senator Claude Pepper awards dinner, and it's coming up. And I want you to tell all our viewers, you know, what is the mission of this awards dinner? When is it? What is it? And just tell us, you know, how much passion, because it's very notable that you and the rest of the staff have so much passion. And of course, Carl's as well, you know, have so much passion, you know, to help raise funds to continue to assist our older adults and disabled adults.
Well, you know, first of all, I like to talk about passion. You know, Alina Palenzuela, who's part of the dynamic team at United Home Care, has such incredible energy. And she personifies the word passion.
Yes, she does.
She keeps us in check. But 26 years ago, you know, we sat at a table and we thought of, you know, we had an annual event, but it didn't really send the message of what United Home Care did. And in this moment, I said, well, why don't we call it the Claude Pepper? And it was picked up by the rest of the board. And from there, we came the Claude Pepper annual dinner. And what we want to do is we want to recognize those individuals who help out and make a difference for senior citizens and handicapped in our community on a day-to-day basis. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, help for children, you know, babies. That's a big area where a lot of people are always, their heart is.
Absolutely.
But the senior citizens in our community are often the most loneliest people. They don't have where to turn. They can't get their meds. They may not be able to even get a meal. And the fact that we want to recognize the people that do that on a daily basis is part of the Claude Pepper Award. You know, Claude Pepper definitely was the personification of the person who believed in making sure that seniors were well respected and recognized on the daily basis. And I know I keep saying daily basis, but it's so important because,
true.
You know, this isn't like, you get cut, you put a band-aid, and you keep going running your own way. Your parents, who are those who took care of us and when we were infantile and not able to do anything, are now the folks that need our help and our support.
And they're our pillars of our community and of our society. So, you know, we have to make sure, and let's face it, you know, we hope and we aspire that we all should become older, you know, because that's the idea, because the alternative of not getting older, you know what it is.
Well,
love our older adults.
Rachel, it's not only older, it's older and healthy, right?
Exactly.
Because to be older and not have a proper nutrition or your medication, or have to skimp on that or skimp on the care, not be able to take a shower, not be able to, you know, just come out of your house. Because, for example, if you don't have the right accessibility to exit, you're a prisoner in your own home. Absolutely. United Home Care provides some of those services for our clients. And it's something that is, you know, incredible. You don't realize that someone who is a senior citizen and doesn't have the mobility that they used to have, all of a sudden, because there isn't a ramp access in front of their home, becomes exactly. a prisoner in their house.
Well, that's what I love about United Home Care, because they, you know, they do grab bars, you know, they have people to come and clean your home, your windows, home health care aides, you have skilled nursings coming in. You can send them, you know, diapers if they need diapers or lotions, whatever it is to take care of an older adult or disabled adult, United Home Care is there for us. So we love that. What's your take on our Senator Claude Pepper's quote? You know, life is like riding a bicycle. You don't fall off unless you stop pedaling. Can you expound on that?
Well, it's kind of like Jose's quote about running, right? it's very similar in the sense it that is. You got to keep moving. You know, today, nowadays, on your watch, it says on your Apple Watch, if you sit too long, it says move, right? So movement is what's going to keep you healthy. And it means a number of things, obviously, in interpretation from what Senator Pepper was trying to say. But the reality, what he was saying, is that we have to keep pushing forward. We can't stop. The moment we stop is when we all stop, you know, and it ends. That's where United Home Care really steps in. The meals that they provide to their senior citizens, the care workers. During COVID, one of the things that really was heart-touching for me was the fact that our care workers put their kind of lives at risk to make sure that their patients and their clients were being served and being helped, because they knew that they were the only lifeline for those individuals on the daily. And that's very important. That's what makes the job that we do at United Home Care so important. Carlos Martinez, you know, wakes up every morning and is truly excited about the work that he does, because he knows he makes a difference.
He's
following very big footsteps, which are those and shoes to fill, which are those of Jose Fox, which he talks about often, who recently passed away. But we know that in our hands is the ability to make difference. My dad in 1972, when he came to Miami-Dade County, started to volunteer at a center locally. And it was interesting. He would always drag me along. I didn't know why. And it was a senior.
Because he knew you were going to be a good community leader. That's why.
I think so. he would drag me along, and I would go there to the community center, and I would befriend all these little senior citizens that were like, you know, as we say kindly and with love, los viejitos and el comedor. And we would go there and spend time, and it was a great experience, and I think it laid the ground for me. You know, and in the story that recently came out in Gables Living, I say, you know, Hialeah kind of laid the ground for me for my humility, right? I think that this helping seniors and volunteering at an early age is very important.
Absolutely. Our parents, our grandparents, you know, they're everybody, our cousins. You know, we're all hopefully going to get old. We pray to God that he gives us that gift of life. But again, short of being redundant, thanks to you as the chairman of the board. Thanks to United Home Care. Thanks to everybody, the entire staff. Of course, our leader who's there with you, Carlos Martinez. You know, we want to thank all of you for truly giving the independence to our older adults. You know, treating them with dignity, with love and compassion. Talk to us about the Claude Pepper Award. It's coming up now. It's November 4th. It's going to be at Jungle Island beginning at 5:30. It's exciting. You're going to have some cocktails and silent auction. and an amazing, delicious dinner and the awards. Who are some of the past recipients that have won such a prestigious award, Jose?
You got so many great recipients in the past.
I know you have thousands of them, but just to name a couple here or there.
I mean, you know, first of all, early on, the Grahams were one of the early on recipients of the Claude Pepper, probably the first. We've had, you know, Senator Rene Garcia has been recognized as a Claude Pepper recipient. You know, formerly Marta Flores, who passed away from WQB.
Beautiful lady. I had the pleasure of
Great person was a recipient. I'm trying to go through these names. So many elected officials.
So many.
You know,
it's amazing. And also now, do you have any idea who was coming at it? Because I know that staff is taking care of that for you. But do you know any of the new recipients at all?
I apologize, but I don't have the list in front of me.
Don't worry about it. I know that you have some, because I was talking to Alina Palenzuela the other day. I know that Ana Vega Milton has been a recipient.
Absolutely.
Mario Diaz-Balart, Commissioner Stephen Bowell. There's such a huge list that
Keon Hardeman.
Missing, because you have so many philanthropies, so many community leaders. FIU, Dr. Rosenberg. Right. I know he's, and also Dr. Eduardo Padron from Miami-Dade College. And talking about Miami-Dade College, I want to commend you also, because I know that you were appointed by our governor, Rick Scott, to be on the Board of Trustees on Miami-Dade College. And we all love Miami-Dade College.
I enjoyed my time in Miami-Dade College. You know, being able to give back to the institution that helped me and has helped so many people.
We've all gone to Miami-Dade College.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's anybody, you know, our population is what, 2.8 million people. I think Miami-Dade College has touched 2 million of those 2.8 million people in one way or another. And it's an important institution. And we were proud to recognize, you know, Dr. Padron because of his efforts, because there has been a focus on helping the seniors in our community through education and nursing and the programs that they provide at the Leon School at Miami-Dade campus. So, you know, it's really an important award that we provide to recognize those efforts, because I think part of it is we recognize it so that people realize that their efforts of helping and making a difference in our community do not go unnoticed. And they honestly, you know, and you brought up Ana Milton. You know, I just saw her at an event this evening and at the University of Miami. She is extremely active in our community. And I think individuals like that.
As a matter of fact, she just built the Jose Milton, I think it's a hallway.
No, she's not a hallway. She was a major contributor for Jackson Memorial Hospital's Doral location. Oh,
yeah. And definitely the Jackson Memorial West Hospital, but absolutely. Also University of Miami. She also built something.
Oh, yes.
Jose Milton Foundation. So Ana Vega Milton, we're giving you a huge shout out. We love you. We thank you for everything that you have done for our community. And we're very blessed that you, Ana, live here in Miami-Dade County. Unfortunately, Jose, we're running out of time. Carlos, we're running out of time. I want to thank both of you for joining us tonight, for sharing with us the essential services that United Home Care provides to all of our older adults and disabled adults. Is there a last minute message or perhaps a call to action, since you're the chairman for the United Home Care Board? As a chairman, do you want to live like a particular message with all of us? You know, you might want to say something to our viewers.
I think the most important message is to always remember your seniors, your elders. They're the ones that allowed us, brought us up, raised us, and it's time for, in many cases, for us to give back. I will tell you this, United Home Care helps the seniors, but at the same time, it helps us. Because many of the kids and grandchildren, we're professionals, so we don't have the ability to spend every day with our parents or taking care of them or taking care of the needs. Remember, United Home Care is there. It's a place for you to put your parents, to have people take care of your parents and provide the services that are needed on the daily for them to survive.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jose. We want to encourage all our viewers, if you live in Miami, please, November 4th at 5:30, register to attend the Senator Claude Pepper's Awards ceremony, dinner, gala. It's beautiful. I've been there many times, and all of your events, I've gone to several of them. They're just A1A stellar honors program, ceremony, gala. whatever you want to call it, is beautiful. You guys do an amazing job. So I want to encourage all of our viewers to please register. Register, as you heard Jose say, and earlier you heard Carlos say, this is it to help our older adults. Let's make them more independent. Let's provide for them freely. They certainly provided for us when we were little. So God bless you. I want to say that to you. Also to Carlos, God bless him as well. You guys make a dynamic duo. Thank you again for loving and taking care of our older adults with love and compassion and empathy. And keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thank you with your help.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in on Point Richard Turgeman. Don't forget to share this interview with your family and friends. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.